This is Thinking of You with Pencil in Hand, a J2 fanfic written by Beware the Ides 15, read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Jared Jensen. Warnings: Schmoopy Crushing Boys and Shy Geek Jensen. Jared's thumb strokes over the top corner of his paperback, ruffling the pages back and forth, idly. He's been on this same page for the last 20 minutes. There's every possibility that the book is upside down. "I'm back," Katie announces, with the same enthusiasm she'd greet a bout of genital warts with, as she walks around the counter and checks the register. Jared grunts something approximating a response, not really paying attention to what she said in the first place. He glances up as stealthily as he can manage and searches between the stacks. Over in the far corner, under the graphic novel sign, he can make out the back of a spiky, dark-blonde head and one strong arm, hastily sketching out something in his ever-present notebook. "Hey!" Jared jolts as Katie's hand smacks into the back of his head. "I said I'm back. You can go on break now." She flips her hair and gives him the duh face that Jared is pretty sure his little sister already holds the patent on. He's not really up to discussing it at the moment. This conversation is cutting into prime spying time. "It's okay," he assures, hoping that the way his gaze flicks back over to the graphic novel section isn't too obvious. "I think I'll hold off for a little bit." "Okay." Apparently it was a very obvious gaze flick, because Katie's eyes have followed along the same path that Jared had put up orange traffic cones for her. She groans in exasperation and rolls her eyes so hard he thinks she may have dislocated something. "Fine," she huffs. "I'll go restock until you're done ogling like a pubescent girl." Katie stalks off, every ounce of movement dedicated to expressing, "Jesus, men are idiots," to the fullest extent. It's actually kind of impressive. He reminds himself to watch Katie's body language for his next character study project. "And the pubescent girl thing? Harsh, but fair." Jared knows he's being pathetic about this little crush. He's a tall, fun, good-looking guy, by all accounts, and he's certainly never had trouble finding a date or, you know, a lay before. But there's something about Jensen that just throws him off his game. It's like trying to hit on a frightened woodland creature, all skittish and halting and soul-crushingly slow. A matter which is made no easier by the fact that every single time Jared sees the other man, he's overwhelmed by the need to drag him across the counter and stick his tongue so far into the plush, pliant mouth that his tongue forgets it doesn't live there. If it wasn't for the fact that Jensen would probably have a coronary and die of embarrassment, Jared would totally do it. As it stands, he's stuck with looking forward to Jensen's weekly comic binge with an embarrassing level of breathless anticipation. He's actually switched his schedule around to make sure he's always working Thursday afternoons. Practically everything he knows about Jensen has been gleaned from the other man's mumbled, monosyllabic replies to Jared's unnecessarily avid questioning and the available context clues. In fact, he only happens to know Jensen's name because the bookstore gives a discount to the local college students and you have to present a student ID for it. Jared has mentally framed that tiny, awkward picture on Jensen's ID card with pink hearts and gushy little doodles. Yeah, the pubescent girl thing was pretty much spot on. Most people would probably have given up by now. It's been a month and a half, and he's only actually coaxed Jensen into talking 5 times, one sentence each. Jared's drunk up every syllable like a fine wine. The thing is, Jared's fairly certain that Jensen's into him too, if the way he blushes whenever Jared smiles at him is anything to go by. He doesn't blush for Katie, and yes, Jared's watched. Plus, Jensen's totally let Jared check out his sketch pad, from which he determined that Jensen's an art student, confirmed by an uncomfortable nod. Well, okay, maybe let is a strong word. Jensen left it sitting on the counter while he rifled through his wallet, and Jared might have started flipping through it without permission. But Jensen didn't stop him, so there's that. And he'd even smiled when Jared had told him how beautiful he thought all the pictures were, which promptly melted Jared's insides into something very much akin to goo. It honestly doesn't make sense the way he lets Jensen affect him. He barely knows the guy, and his only nominal proof that he's even capable of speech, let alone whether or not he's actually gay and interested. Jared's heart doesn't seem inclined to listen to that particular line of logic, though, erupting into frantic butterfly flutters every time Jensen walks through the door. Speak of the devil, angel, whatever. Jensen slips out from behind the long rows of books, a stack of comic books in one hand and a sketch pad in the other. He watches his black Keds. Yes, Keds, because Jensen doesn't do the overplayed geek chic thing. He's original. Or at least that's how Jared explains it in his head. All the way over to the register, handing over his picks of the week with graphite-stained fingers. Jared lets his own fingers brush ever so slightly up against Jensen's as he takes the comics from the other man's hands. Just barely enough contact to feel the warmth of Jensen's skin. Jensen jerks back like he's been burned, pushing his wireframes back up the bridge of his nose with a fingertip, while his cheeks darken under the dusting of freckles that Jared is positively dying to lick. The store is still pretty old school, and Jared has to punch in the barcode number by hand for every purchase. And Jensen's visits are the only times he's ever grateful for that fact, because it draws out the precious moments just a little bit longer. His fingers skate over the worn smooth computer keys, working automatically as he glances up at Jensen. Those green eyes are still pointed down, plump bottom lip caught by white teeth, one bitten short fingernail picking at the peeling stickers on the countertop. Jared's hit with a pang of worry. Maybe he pushed it too far with the touching. He's usually at least gotten a tentative half-smile from Jensen by now. Jared flips over the last book in Jensen's stack for the call number, and a piece of paper flutters down to the floor behind the register. With an annoyed grumble that's more at himself for pushing too hard than at the stupid promo flyer or whatever it is, Jared tosses the comic onto the stack by the register and digs around under the counter until he finds the errant litter. By the time he stands back up, pinching the lost page between his fingers, Jensen's halfway out the door, comics clutched to his chest, $40 sitting on the counter as payment. Jared's heart falls untold lengths. It's unnervingly difficult to figure out how to push the button to open the cash drawer and put Jensen's money in, his body operating with effectively no input from him. Jared's not exactly sure how long he stands there, staring at the little, blinking numbers, before he realizes he's still holding the piece of paper in his hand. The page is too thick for a comic book, lightly textured under Jared's fingertips, and ragged at the edges like it was torn out of Jensen's sketchbook. It's a comic, Jared sees as he lays it out on the counter. Slightly sloppy, hand-drawn boxes and chicken-scratch handwriting underlying the clear care given to the actual drawings. It takes a minute to click that the guy is standing behind the register counter in the first frame is himself, even though it's actually a very good rendering. In the comic, he's smiling at a guy with short, spiky hair and thin-framed glasses, who is really nowhere near as cute as Jensen is, but it's hardly surprising to discover that Jensen has no concept of his own hotness. Whatever comic Jensen lacks in looks, he makes up for in suave. He's leaning against the counter, smiling and smoothly asking Comic Jared out for coffee. Lucky bastard. Comic Jared grins and runs a hand through his hair, which Jared has to admit he does a lot, and it's clear how much more attention had been paid to his portraits than to Jensen's. There's a lot of detail work on Comic Jared's face, minute ticks of the pencil highlighting his cheeks and eyes and dimples, all the way down to the arduously precise depiction of the ridges of his throat, the little dip between his collarbones just peeking out above his shirt. Comic Jared has been lavished with attention, and Jared gets hung up for a minute on the warmth blooming in his chest at the idea of Jensen lingering over the details like that. That Jensen cares enough. Comic Jared, not being a gigantic idiot, of course agrees to coffee, and Comic Jensen, being the smooth motherfucker that he is, leans in to get a fistful of Comic Jared's really tight, like, wow, do his clothes really fit like that? Shirt, and drag him into a kiss. Again, it's obvious which figure receives the most effort. Comic Jared's hand is painstakingly defined as it cups Comic Jensen's jaw, his face at the forefront with even the shine on his lips drawn in, while Comic Jensen is only vaguely sketched. It makes Jared ache, a suddenly overwhelming need to fill in the pencil and paper shadow with the real thing. Jensen's mouth kiss-bruised and shining from Jared's tongue, eyes heavy-lidded and hazy with arousal. It's a really good thing that the register is covering up his massive hard-on while his mind runs rampant on that image. God, Jensen likes him. Jensen wants to ask him out. Jensen is so adorably shy that Jared wants to cuddle him and keep him as a pet. The noise that bursts out of Jared's throat is a couple octaves short of manly, and he doesn't even care because Jensen wants to kiss him, and this is officially the best day ever. Now all he has to do is figure out how to get a hold of Jensen. He'll make a few calls. Jared knows practically everybody around campus. One of the perks of being a friendly kind of guy. And someone's bound to know how to track down his maybe, fingers crossed, future boyfriend. After all, it's the responsible thing to do. Jensen forgot his change. The end. Reader's note. The sequel to this podfic is Excuse Me While I Facepalm. My life is a comedy of errors. So make sure you check that one out, because that's the one that's got the porn. Thanks for listening. Have a nice day. This is Excuse Me While I Facepalm, My Life is a Comedy of Errors. A J2 fanfic written by Beware the Ides 15, read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated NC-17 and contains the pairing Jared Jensen. Author's note. This story contains shy geek Jensen, misunderstandings, facial, more misunderstandings, schmoop, and a completely unhelpful Chris and Daniil. It is a direct sequel to Thinking of You with Pencil in Hand. I think I may have birthed a verse here. Your move, Zubaneshamali, your move. For the unindoctrinated, Dakin is an omnisexual character in the Marvel Comics universe. Yes, I made Jensen a Marvel fanboy. Gotta stick to my roots. Also, the glittery Venom shirt is real. My boyfriend owns it and wears it, without the viable excuse of being gay. Jensen's flaked out on his bed, staring at the ceiling like the solutions to his manifold problems are going to bloom forth from the popcorn-textured constellations. God, this sucks. Why can't he just be cool? Why can't he just be calm? Hell, why can't he just function on some basic level like a normal human being and not completely lose his voice when the guy of his deluded little dreams smiles at him? Just why? And why? Had he given Jared that stupid drawing? Sure, his low-grade obsession had been getting kind of ridiculous, and they certainly couldn't go on the way they had been for the rest of forever. Jensen's only got 2 more years of school left, and at the rate they were going, he had a better chance of transforming into a magical talking fire hydrant than of asking Jared out on a date. But that still didn't make the drawing a good idea. It wasn't even supposed to be for Jared. It was just, like, Jensen's crib notes, so he could maybe finally say something coherent when Jared asked him how he was doing. And then Jared had looked at him, and then Jared had touched him, and Jensen's brain had gone and turned into a chia pet or something equally useless. And then he'd run. You know, like you do when the guy you've spent months, fantasizing about finally finds out that you're alive. Shit like this never happens to Chris. Jensen sprawls out dejectedly, as far as the queen-sized mattress will allow, comics flapping in protest as his legs knock them off the coverlet. He makes a mental note to apologize to Dakin later. That's about as close to some guy-on-guy action as he's likely to get in the near future, so he'd better play nice. What was he thinking? Gay or not, there's no way that a guy like Jared would ever be into someone like Jensen. He's like a Greek god or something. A gift bestowed from the heavens to grace the world with light and beauty, and Jensen just happens to be lucky enough that the guy works in a service field, so he has to occasionally smile at Jensen. All right, maybe he's being a little dramatic, but it's mostly true. Jared's sweet and outgoing and popular, and he can stand up on stage and make cheesy crap dialogue sound like poetry, and, oh yeah, is also like the hottest creature Jensen's ever seen, in real life or pictures. And Jensen's the creepy guy who sits in the back of his classes and doodles in his notebook, who went to every single performance of the spring production because Jared had the lead role. Who started frequenting an off-campus bookstore just because Jared happens to work there, and thus has to occasionally look at Jensen when he's buying something. Yes, it's that sad. Jensen's the guy who only talks to two people on a regular basis, both of whom have been his roommates for over a year, and even then he still gets nervous and tongue-tied. Not to mention the glasses, and the freckles, and the pouty girl lips, and the stupid bow legs, and just... yeah, that was never going to happen. Jared would have to be mentally unbalanced to even consider spending time with Jensen, much less dating him and doing the many, many dirty things he's spent far too many hours contemplating. Jensen knows all of this, which means by right, he ought to have been smart enough to leave it alone. But no. Jensen just had to go and ruin the single shining moment of goodness in his week by letting Jared see that Tam drawing, and now things are going to be awkward, and he's going to have to go back to making do with the campus bookstore and its woeful lack of Jared. Because Jensen's a moron. Life is filled with suckage. There's a knock at the front door. And Jensen's impulse to just let whatever girl it is looking for Chris fuck off and think nobody's home is outweighed by the small consolation that it might be a homicidal maniac here to put him out of his misery. He is wrong on both accounts, actually, he discovers, as he perturbedly yanks open the front door, since Jared is very clearly not a girl. Nor does he appear to be a homicidal maniac. Jensen's fairly certain he just swallowed something important, possibly his lungs. Hi, Jared says, smile making his dimples appear, and several organs that Jensen sure are not supposed to flutter suddenly develop wings and try to fly away. Jensen manages to open his mouth and strain out a wordless sound in reply. Oh God, just why? Jared laughs low, and maybe a little breathless, a big, beautiful hand coming up to card through his own silky waves. Or, at least, they look silky. Jensen imagines they would be silky. He would happily volunteer to be Jared's lifelong hair washer just to find out. You know, except that volunteering would require talking, which is apparently outside of Jensen's physical capability. Come on, mouth! Jared starts digging through his front pocket for something, teeth dragging across his bottom lip, and really? Ugh. Maybe Jared is trying to kill him. He is certainly being creative about it. Jared fishes out a slightly crumpled wad of bills and coins, tiny in his massive palm. You forgot your change earlier. Oh, right. Earlier. So this is the end, huh? Well, at least Jared's decent enough to come over and do it in person. Of course he's decent enough. He's fucking perfect. He probably even feels bad that Jensen's never going to be able to use the front door again because of the traumatic flashbacks of being let down gently here. Jensen's suddenly glad he left his glasses back by the bed. He honestly doesn't need to see this massacre in HD. Thanks, Jensen miraculously stutters out. Hey, if Jared can be civil about this, then so can Jensen. He'll just hold off on the open weeping until he's safely locked in his room for the next several days. You're welcome. Jared rearranges his hair again and rolls his lips between his teeth. Now that's just cruel. If you offered him $1 million, Jensen still couldn't explain how it happens. Like, his mind just somehow blocked out the couple of seconds between Jared standing there on the porch, smiling softly at his shoes, and Jared's hand cradled around the back of Jensen's head, his lips tender but unyielding against Jensen's own. He figures those weren't very important seconds anyway. Jared's mouth is moving very softly, just barely catching at Jensen's lower lip like he's trying to coax Jensen into doing something. And yes, doing something. Wouldn't that be a fine plan? The very tip of Jared's sin-slick tongue teases Jensen's lip, and that's... Oh! All at once, Jensen's body decides to get with the program and launches itself at Jared. Luckily, Jared's a big, strapping guy. Jensen tries not to shiver all over at the thought, and kind of mostly fails. So they don't end up tumbling all over the front porch as Jensen's hands get tangled up in Jared's hair. Yes! Silky! And one of Jensen's legs hitches itself up on Jared's hip, letting the larger man take most of his weight as his tongue explores every hot, smooth cranny of Jared's delectable mouth. Jared gives as good as he gets, manhandling Jensen into the house and kicking the door shut behind them to avoid any potential public indecency charges, while his free hand slips underneath Jensen's shirt, and Jensen has to fight the urge to just rip it off Hulk-style. God, Jensen, gets slurred against Jensen's lips because he just can't find the will to detach his mouth from Jared's for a single second. Killing me, baby. For a second there, that actually gets Jensen to stop. Not because he actually wants to stop, like, ever, but because his brain fries to crispy little black bits on the sound of Jared, calling him baby. Unfortunately, the moment gives Jared an opening to start wasting those perfect kiss-bitten lips on forming words. Wait, Jared pants, thumb creating a barrier against Jensen's mouth to stave him off from more of the making out he was enjoying so much. Still, it's Jared's thumb. We should go out to dinner, or have a conversation. Jared's low, roughened voice breaks off on a high sound as Jensen sucks the offending digit into his mouth, enthusiastically learning the whorls and ridges and the slightly salty taste of his skin. Damn it, Jen, Jared moans, any heat in it betrayed by the hungry way Jared's lips move over the thin skin of Jensen's neck. Shouldn't run into this. Really like you. Just came over to talk. Anything else he might have to say gets lost in the process of Jared sucking a hot red mark high up on Jensen's throat so that anyone who cares to look will see it. Jensen's whole body shudders at the realization. He has never in his whole life been harder than this. Jensen only pries himself away from the avid attention he's lavishing on Jared's thumb when the man's other hand finds a precarious hold on Jensen's short hair and pulls him back. Find me a bed or we're doing this here, Jared growls, tossing his head in the general direction of their haphazard collection of living room furniture. Jensen would actually be more than okay with that option, even with the understanding that there's a 98% chance of someone walking in on them. Right now, he just couldn't care less. Still, it's hard to deny anything snarled at him in that feral, wanton tone. So instead of laying out on the floor and spreading like his aching balls are demanding, he nods frantically and grabs Jared's hand, racing down the hallway, through the kitchen, and into the back bedroom that Jensen calls his own. The door's barely clicked shut by the time he finds himself shoved up against it, the full weight of Jared's lust battering at him like rocks on the shore. In a flash, Jared's on his knees, lifting up Jensen's gray Venom shirt. Yes, the one with the glitter that Daniil teases him about. He's gay, he can pull it off, and look how well it's working so far. To leave a trail of kitten licks around his navel, down the dusting of hair arrowing lower. So gorgeous, Jared breathes like a prayer, and Jensen would laugh at the sheer ridiculousness of Jared saying that to him, assuming he was still holding up even a parody of breathing. Then, breath be damned, because he's lost all concept of language, Jared is unbuttoning Jensen's fly. Jared Padalecki, Jensen's own personal religion, the guy he's made dozens of sketches of. Oh shit. Jared's here, in Jensen's room, where he's got multiple folders full of nothing but sketches and doodles and imaginings of Jared, including a fair few that involve some creativity on his part to fill in what Jared would look like naked. And hard. Yes, fine, Jensen draws his own Jared porn, has for a while now. He's been really fucking desperate, okay? And he never in a million years thought there was even a chance that Jared would be in his room and risk coming across any of it. Oh shit, how the hell do you explain to the guy you're kind of a little bit in love with that you're really not a terrifying stalker? You just like a little visual aid when you imagine him while jerking off. Oh, this is bad. This is so fucking bad. Christ. Jared's mouth. Jared's mouth around Jensen's dick. There needs to be shrines, and odes, and epic ballads, and... Jared's fucking mouth! It's all molten, sucking heat, Jared's tongue staying soft and pliant like a tease against the underside, as he just lets his jaw slacken and encourages Jensen with moans and sucks to roll his hips forward. He hears a wet crackle, as he feels the head hit the spongy back of Jared's throat, the noise of him choking. But Jared refuses to pull off when Jensen tries to jerk back and release him, pushing himself forward until he's taking most of Jensen in. The feeling's electric, sugar sweet in Jensen's veins, his head lolling uselessly against the door behind him. He feels like his whole body's a spring, curling tighter and tighter around the surge release of Jared's mouth, trying to milk the orgasm right out of him. Damn if it's not working like a charm, too. This is going to be over in an embarrassingly short amount of time, but Jensen's already careening toward the cliff's edge with no way or ambition to stop himself. Jared, he gasps. I can't... I'm gonna... Oh, fuck! Sizzling heat snaps along his nerves, every one of them fraying into 100 tendrils of shimmering sensation. Yeah. Do it. Jared strokes an open-mouthed kiss over the head, slit dragging along the satiny inside of his lips. Come for me, Jen. Realistically, Jared probably didn't mean right this second, but there's no good way to argue with Jensen's cock about that point at the moment, since it's busy spurting thick, ropey strands of cum all over Jared's chin and down his neck. Jared's eyes flutter shut on a moan, and he arches into it like it's the best thing he's ever felt, letting the next pulse slide over his Adam's apple and down to pool in the hollow of his throat. And the image just drags the feeling out longer, easily as effective as Jared's hand expertly working him for every drop. That's... he's... Jensen slides down the door bonelessly, landing in Jared's lap with a muffled thud. Jared laughs softly and accepts it when Jensen, physically trembling with satisfaction, reclaims his swollen mouth and smears the mess on his chin with deep, languorous kisses. Jensen's body seems to have more presence of mind than he does, grinding down obligingly against the insistent press of Jared's dick, still trapped inside his jeans. Do you want... I can... he halfway offers, open to pretty much anything Jared might request. Jared bites gently at Jensen's lips before sucking on them in a way that's nothing short of obscene and makes his soft dick jump longingly to be back in there. "God, fuck me," he whispers, then shuts himself up by kissing Jared before he does anything else stupid, like offering to bear Jared's children. Jared growls again, the sound vibrating against Jensen's lips as one of those enormous hands clamps down on his exposed ass. "God, next time, baby. Not gonna last now. I gotta... Ugh, fuck, just touch me." With a minimum of fumbling, Jensen wrestles Jared's... Monster! Damn, he totally underestimated Jared, and he thought he was rounding up. Cock free, forming a tight channel with his licked wet hand for Jared's restless hips to fuck into. From this position, you can feel every flex of Jared's thighs, the leverage behind every stroke, the pleased twitch of his dick as Jensen tightens his grip around the head, and he can just imagine what that would feel like, sliding up into his body, pounding him stupid. What it will feel like, because Jared had said next time, Jared wants to do this again. Jared had said he liked Jensen. Head thrown back, eyes clenched tight above the lazy, blissed-out O of his mouth. The image as Jared arches his cum-splattered neck and finishes hard, pumping his release all over their clothed stomachs, is going to be burned into Jensen's retinas forever. If he had the will to get off of Jared's lap, or the muscle control to hold a pencil, he'd be compelled to get the picture done on paper. But as it is, he's more than content to enjoy the live show. Once their breathing has mostly returned to normal, hampered somewhat by Jared taking off his shirt to wipe away the mess Jensen had made of his neck, and the inherent distraction caused by Jared being shirtless, they at last manage to tumble the few feet to the bed, Jensen shedding his shirt as well. It's only fair. Jared, to Jensen's unfailing surprise, seems to be just as enthusiastic about that point as Jensen had been about getting Jared half-naked. Naturally, half-naked devolves quickly into fully naked, and Jensen's beginning to wonder if maybe he's had a rejection-induced psychotic break, and all of this is just playing out in his head, because every law of his established reality seems to contradict the idea of Jensen and Jared being naked and pressed up against each other in bed. Still, that does seem to be Jared's tongue, slick and wicked, teasing at his own, and Jared's hot, velvety skin pressing him down into the mattress, and Jared's reluctantly hardening cock riding the bone of Jensen's hip. So he really has no other choice than to conclude that, impossible as it is, this shit is happening! Jensen's still busy with his mental victory dance when he hears the sound, the dooming sound of cowboy boots and stiletto heels on the linoleum floor of the kitchen, and he can't do anything fast enough to stop what he knows is about to happen. "Hey man, have you seen my..." Chris starts before he's even in the room. Jensen can hear the ancient knob rattle, the pins snicking backwards because he'd been too preoccupied earlier to actually turn the lock. The sharp draw of breath when Chris sees them. And it's a damn shame he's going to have to murder Chris for seeing Jared naked. That's really going to up the rent. And then, shit, Christ, damn it, Jensen, fucking lock your door. Fucking knock, asshole, he shouts back over the slam of wood on wood as Chris scrambles back out of the room. Jared jumped enough when the door opened that he's toppled off of Jensen and nearly off the bed, and now he's just staring, one eyebrow quirking upward in slow-mo. Jensen fumbles to apologize for his idiot roommate, a sudden hard knot forming in the pit of the stomach that maybe Jared will decide that the next time thing wasn't such a good idea after all, and now that he has a chance to think about it, he realized that he's light years out of Jensen's league, and... Jared's laughing. A very low, slowly building chuckle that makes his whole body plus the mattress shake slightly. "You can yell," Jared points out, as though this is the most delightful discovery he's ever made. He's grinning ear to ear, dimples practically blinding, and Jensen's not really sure he gets the joke, but it's physically impossible not to smile back when you've got that aimed at you. Yeah, he admits, rubbing the back of his neck, beginning to find the humor in the situation now that Jared seems less likely to suddenly run out on him. The taller man is still laughing softly, repositioning himself on the bed and leaning in for a kiss that Jensen wants more than food and water and shelter, when his stupid goddamn phone ding-dings. If it wasn't so expensive, that little bastard would be in itty-bitty pieces now. With a groan, Jensen leans over to the nightstand and gets it, because if he doesn't check the text, it's just going to keep dinging at him. Cockblock. But of course, it couldn't be that easy. Jared's always been a little nosy. Jensen had discovered this fact one day when he'd accidentally left his sketchbook within Jared's reach. He's never been so thankful for his paranoid fear of keeping any of his drawings of Jared in his school sketchpad. It's just one of those things he has learned to accept and love about Jared, the same way Jared knows and seemingly accepts Jensen's need to spend $30 a week on comic books. Apparently, Jared has no problem with bending personal boundaries on text messages either, and thus ends up reading over Jensen's shoulder as he squints his fuzzy vision to make out Daniil. Chris says you have a hooker. You know you can't bring hookers to the house, right? Please tell me Chris is wrong. Jared bursts out laughing again, as any hope Jensen had of ever getting laid again by this god of a man withers and dies before his eyes. I've never had sex with a hooker, Jensen promises urgently, grabbing hold of Jared's arm to make sure the other man is paying attention, even as he guffaws. I've never even met a hooker, as far as I know. My roommates are just idiots, I swear. Idiots who are going to die a slow and painful death. See, this is a very valid argument for not having friends. He could be having sex with Jared right now if he didn't have friends. Jared's hands come up to cup Jensen's face, leaning in to kiss him softly in what he desperately hopes isn't a goodbye. Relax, Jared coos. You've obviously never met Chad. Chad? Who's Chad? And shit, if Jared isn't getting off the bed and fuck, shimmying back into his pants? No! This is not how this was supposed to go! Seriously, Jared continues, as if he's not crushing a tiny portion of Jensen's will to live as he does up the zipper on his jeans, bizarrely leaving the button undone. Chad, my roommate, if he'd walked in on us just now, he'd have stuck around to ask you personally if you were a hooker, and if you know any girl hookers that he could get a phone number for. Jared opens up Jensen's bedroom door with a grin, which is just mean. How dare he delight in walking out and leaving Jensen in shattered pieces? And strides out into the kitchen, sans shirt. Admittedly, his is covered in cum now, without looking back. It takes Jensen a second to figure out Jared also left his shoes. And those have to be his car keys there on the floor next to a wallet and a handful of change that definitely doesn't belong to Jensen. Wait, what? Jensen at least schools himself into stumbling into some boxers before he goes tearing out of his room in pursuit, only to find Jared standing in the living room, introducing himself to a very dazed-looking Daniil. I'm Jared. He extends a hand that's big enough to hold both of Daniil's, Jensen's boyfriend. Hopefully you'll be seeing a lot more of me. Dare to dream, Daniil shakes his hand breathlessly, eyes skating over the acres of bare torso leading down to low-slung, still-unbuttoned jeans. Jensen only manages to bite back the sudden possessive flush of annoyance at her because his brain got stuck on the word boyfriend and hasn't caught back up yet. Wait, Jared? Daniil blinks suddenly, wits apparently returned. Jensen can sympathize. Jared does that to him all the time. Like, Jared? Jared laughs again, running a hand through his still slightly sweat-damp hair. Jared Padalecki, actually. Daniil titters a laugh right back, then looks at Jensen, back to Jared, then Jensen again, asking with her eyes the question that Jensen desperately doesn't want her to say out loud. Jared does not need to know about Jensen's mostly private obsession. He should never tell Daniil anything. "Are you talking to the hooker?" Chris shouts through the door of his room. Jensen's really, literally going to murder him. "I'm not a hooker," Jared shouts back gamely, in tandem with Jensen and Daniil's shouts of, "He's not a hooker!" "Although, if you ever change your mind..." Daniil waggles her eyebrows at Jared, who grins back winsomely. "That's it. Jensen's officially done with having friends." "Hey!" he interjects in annoyance, taking an automatic step closer to Jared like he actually has a right to be jealous. Jared turns toward him, grin only growing brighter as he scoops an arm around Jensen's shoulders and tugs him in close to plant a kiss on his forehead. "I think I'm otherwise engaged at the moment." Jared winks at Daniil, but there's a softness in his voice, one that matches the look in his eyes when he looks them with Jensen's. It's mildly miraculous that Jensen can be a puddle of mush and still be standing at Jared's side at the same time. Daniil clears her throat none too subtly and smirks. "Well, I'll leave you boys to it, then." She gives Jensen an ecstatic thumbs up behind Jared's back. Okay, maybe he's not totally done with having friends. The walk back to his room is a blur of his fingers interlaced with Jared's, though he has a very clear memory of locking the door behind them this time before he lets himself be tugged into a kiss. It's different this time, neither coaxing nor desperate, just warm and comfortable, settled in a way that seems bizarre, considering that not an hour ago, Jensen was lying in this room lamenting how Jared could never possibly want him. "Boyfriend?" he blurts the word against Jared's lips the moment it keys back in with his brain. Jared had definitely, absolutely called himself Jensen's boyfriend. Jared ducks his head and actually looks sheepish. "Yeah," he says quietly, and Jensen would swear the taller man sounds nervous. "I kind of went out on a limb there. A really big limb, I guess. Is it a bad limb?" His hazel eyes are shining with hopeful hesitation, butterfly lashes swooping down like a flirt, that Jensen in no way needs to know exactly the right answer to this question. "It's a great limb. Really awesome limb." Jared's smile could give him a sunburn if it wasn't immediately swallowed up in another kiss, breaking just long enough to get them back to naked and laid out on the bed without any permanent dental damage before they're at it again. A part of him wants to ask Jared if he's sure, if he realizes that Jensen's, well, Jensen. But another part of him figures that if Jared can survive Jensen's inability to talk around him, and his comic book obsession, and the clothes, and the glasses, and the crazy roommates, then he can probably handle the rest of the package, too. Either way, he decides, as Jared's fingers tease along the curve of his hip, mouth busy sucking a mark to Jensen's chest. It's going to be a hell of a good time finding out. The end.